Harry has been to daycare before. He went to kindergarten, too. But that was in the trailers on the other side of the play yard. First grade classrooms are in the big kids' school. The Graham School is 4 blocks from home. Harry walks with his sister, Charlotte. Mommy is a little ways behind.
If you need me, says Charlotte, I'll be upstairs in 4th grade, room 303. Plus, we have lunch and recess at the same time, so you'll see me then. Got it?
Harry nods. The weather still feels like summer. The trees on their street are bright green. Charlotte wears red shorts and a new t-shirt with sequins, plus her favorite running shoes. She has 2 braids in her hair. Harry is wearing his green sneakers, blue shorts, and his favorite shirt with 4 horses.
Will there be guinea pigs at school? He asks.
Don't worry about guinea pigs, H, really.
What if kids are mean?
Some people are mean, yeah, says Charlotte. But boo on them. Just don't hang out with them.
Harry stops walking.
Will the teachers yell?
The music teacher yells, but I still like her. She plays the accordion.
Yelling?
No way! Harry turns and starts to run back home. He zooms past Mommy down the block. He climbs the steps to his apartment building and plasters his body against the front door.
I'm not going to school!
His mom follows.
H? What's wrong?
There are mean kids and yelling teachers. Charlotte said so.
Did not, says Charlotte, catching up.
I was just being realistic.
I'm not going.
His mother pats his back. H, she says, bending over. What are you scared of?
Harry wants to say, I might not make friends. What if someone picks on me? What if I get in trouble? What if I'm the only one who can't read yet?
He wants to say all that, but it won't come out. Instead, he says,
You can't make me go!
Mommy holds out her hand.
School is fun, she says kindly. You'll make so many friends, and you'll learn like 100 things every day. No.
How about we look in your lunch bag, she says. See, I packed your favorites. She holds it open and Harry peeks in. Cucumber, cantaloupe, pork dumplings, and strawberry yogurt in a squeezy tube. At the bottom of the bag are 2 square butter cookies wrapped in wax paper.
Those are his favorites, especially the cookies.
Harry doesn't usually get dessert at lunchtime.
That's a good lunch in there, he admits.
Mommy holds out her hand again. It is her nice mommy hand with shiny blue fingernails she paints herself. Harry sniffs back his tears and grabs on.
I think you are ready, Mommy says. I really, truly do.
He lets her walk him to school. They all 3 climb the steps that lead to a fat brick building with a spiky black fence. Mommy has to say goodbye at the door. Harry hugs her. Then he takes a deep breath and he does it. With Charlotte right beside him, Harry Bergen Murphy goes to school.